Today on Hands On Photography, you folks have been so kind to send all kinds of feedback and questions and emails and comments. And you know what? This show is dedicated directly to you, the Hands On Photography listener. Let's take a look at some of your feedback. Hands On Photography is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Using the same password everywhere is a security nightmare waiting to happen. LastPass puts you in control of your online life by storing all of your unique passwords in a secure encrypted vault. Visit LastPass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands On Photography is brought to you by Mint Mobile. For a limited time, buy any 3-month Mint Mobile plan and get 3 more months free by going to mintmobile.com/hop. Hey, what's going on, everybody? I am Ant Pruitt, and this is Hands On Photography here on Twit TV. I hope you all are doing well. I am unbelievable as always. On this podcast, I love to sit down and share with you different tips, tricks that are going to help make you a better post-processor and a better photographer all in general. Heck, for today, I'm actually going to do a little bit of feedback. So yeah, I like to share feedback that comes from you as a loyal Twit Hands On Photography listener as well. If this is your first time catching the show, I want to say welcome to you and thank you for hopping in and joining the show. We do this each and every Thursday on the network. You can find all of our available subscription options on our website, twit.tv/hop. That's twit.tv/HOP for Hands-On Photography. So yeah, check us out there. You can find that we're on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and even our YouTube channel. Go subscribe to all of those places. Go leave a rating, leave a comment. Share it out to let everybody know more about Hands-On Photography. All right, with that out of the way, let's go ahead and get started with this week's show. Now, previously, I talked about doing different types of portrait lighting, whether it's high key, low key, even gave you a nice, beautiful tutorial for the retouching process. And I promised you that I was going to get into some feedback because every week I ask you to send me some feedback. Email at hop@twit.tv. That's my address, hop@twit.tv. If you want to send in your images to be critiqued, if you want to send in just some questions, if you want to send in some recommendations for some things to try to discuss for the show, that email is wide open, and I'd love to hear from you. And boy, you all have... You continue to send in all the feedback and it just warms my heart. I love it. And I love trying to answer every single one of them and getting back to you as soon as I can. And I'm almost caught up on that. But I said I want to do a show this week dedicated to your feedback. And that's today. So let's go ahead and fire up the email and just take a look and go from there. What do you say? Here we go. All right. First message. It starts out, the last few updates to Google's camera app have made it less than desirable, to say it mildly. Do you have any suggestions for the camera app? I have a Pixel 4 XL, Lawrence Keel. P.S. Your model, Queen, is pretty. Okay, Mr. Keel, regarding that P.S., yep, I know. I am an overachiever. Thank you kindly. All right, but far as the Pixel and the Google camera app, I've had some battles with it over the years, and in my opinion, it has actually gotten better with some of the things that they're doing. But we also have to remember that with the Google camera app, a lot of this stuff is based on artificial intelligence, a lot of computational photography. So what happens is you go to line up and frame up a shot and hit the shutter and boom, it's done. And it processes that within just a second or two of what the image should look like, according to that AI, if you will. And most of the time it does a really good job. It's done way better than what it used to. I used to hate that it had the built-in HDR processing built into it. HDR stands for high dynamic range. I spoke about HDR on a previous episode here on Hop. Be sure to check that out for more information. But yeah, I used to turn that off, and now I don't even see that option within this app anymore. And it still seems to be working for me. My best advice for you with the Google camera app is to try to understand the shutter on here and the exposure settings, because the exposure settings pretty much acts like a shutter speed that you would have on a regular camera. The slower the shutter speed, the more light is going to come into that sensor and make the image brighter overall. The faster the shutter speed, the less light's going to come in and make the image a little bit darker, but yet it'll also help freeze action so you don't get a lot of motion blur and things of that nature. And to do that, let me switch to my overhead camera here because I have my Pixel 4a in my hand. I have a 4XL like you do, but I don't have it in this studio with me. It's somewhere in this house. I don't know where, but it's somewhere around here. But if you look at the Google camera, if you tap on the screen, you know, you get these extra little settings on the side for the exposure. And as you push that slider up, the screen gets brighter, you know, and that's essentially letting in a little bit more light, air quotes, letting in a little bit more light. It's all computational. And if you pull it down, it's going to get darker. Typically what I do, depending on the scene, most of the time I pull this slider down because I want more control and I want to be able to freeze action a little bit more. And I also want to combat any type of camera shake that my hand is going to add to the image just because I tapped on the screen. And notice here, if you look at this upper part of the frame, you'll see my little video switcher there and it's got these LED lights on it. Notice what happens when I change the exposure settings here for the Pixel. So I'm going to push it up and it's going to get really bright and it just totally blows out that mixer and you don't even see the little LED buttons anymore. And if I bring it back down to where it is by default, you see it. And if I make it darker, you begin to see the flicker that comes from LED lights that we normally can't see with our regular eyes, but the cameras will always pick that up. And that's just because the shutter is being speed up just a little bit, essentially. And you're fighting with, you know, all of the extra 60 hertz displays and all of that wonderful science. But again, in short, I highly recommend just using this exposure settings here and just pulling it down just a touch to give you a little bit more control and a much better shutter speed. Now, also, you asked about some other apps. There are other apps out there that I would recommend. They cost, though. They're not free. First one that comes to my mind is First Light, which is from the folks at Filmic Pro. I have it on my Pixel 4a and it gives you a lot, I mean a lot, of manual controls on your smartphone camera, even down to focus peaking to make sure you're focusing just right, and shutter speed and temperature controls. And it's a really, really nice app. You can even manipulate the aspect ratio. And if you have multiple cameras on your smartphone, you can tell it which camera to use for this particular shot and so forth. It's really, really nice. And if that's a little too much for you, Adobe's Lightroom app, Lightroom Mobile, it has a camera built into that. It's okay. It's not my favorite. I've used it a time or two, but I'd much rather use First Light from the folks at Filmic. We'll put a link in the show notes so you can check that out for yourself. And it's available on iOS as well. Okay, so thank you so much for that email. Let's move on to our second one here. All right. This one says, "Ant, I took the first pic with the settings, ISO 100, 1/8 of a second, F18 at 54 millimeter focal length. The sun was my light source. I recently retired last year and wanted something to do. So I researched on Twit Network and found your show. And that was episode 0. I can't thank you enough for getting me into the art of photography. I was just a point and shoot type of guy. And really diving into my camera and flash manuals. Best regards, Ron." Oh, man, Mr. Ron, you're going to make me blush. That is one kind email, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you for scouring about our website and coming across Hands On Photography and being a loyal subscriber and listener. It does mean a lot. And I'm glad that you're able to apply the things that I've been sharing over these 50 plus episodes to help make you a better photographer and a better post processor. Now, you sent me this photograph and you also mentioned in a separate email that I do have your consent to share it. So I'm going to share this photograph because, man, it's awesome. So let's switch on over to my screen here. Now look at this. So let's think back. We've been talking about a couple of things all wrapped up in this one photograph. So we have food photography, check. We have the use of water droplets and spray to help add some details. Check. We talked about that in macro photography, right? We also have using a large light source such as a window and natural light, the sun, check. And then we have low key lighting, another check. So that's four different episodes that we've talked about all in this one shot. And it just, ooh, man, when he sent this, I got fired up because I really appreciate it. It's nice to know someone is watching the show and they're learning some different things and just putting it into practice. And this is stuff that's right there within his home, not a bunch of equipment, not a bunch of expensive equipment at that. And he came out with this beautiful photograph. I love what he has here. If anything, from my own personal preference, I would have added just a touch more sharpening, and I did so right here. You may not be able to see this over the screen here, so I'm just going to click this on, and you'll see where I added a little more sharpening. So this is your version, and this is my version with the additional sharpening, because I feel like it just really brings out that water droplet details on this. This is just great. Mr. Ron, thank you so much for this. And I really do appreciate you taking the time to send this image over and just experimenting with light and experimenting with the tools that you have at hand to pull off this outstanding shot. So kudos to you. And thank you for sharing that shot. All right. I have one more email that I'd like to share with you all. But before we do that, I want to thank this week's fine sponsor, the folks at Mint Mobile. This episode of Hands on Photography is brought to you by Mint Mobile. This holiday season, the best deal on wireless is with Mint Mobile. Right now, when you switch to Mint Mobile and buy any 3-month plan, you'll get another 3 months for free. Mint Mobile lets you safely order from home and maximize your savings. Plans start at just $15 a month. I've been on the Mint Mobile train since before the holiday season, quite a while actually, and been loving the service and the savings. For a limited time, buy any 3-month Mint Mobile plan and get 3 more months free by going to mintmobile.com/hop. That's mintmobile.com/hop. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hop. I appreciate Mint Mobile's support, and I appreciate you all supporting our sponsors. Okay, so we have one more email, and this one, I saved it for last because it's a little bit longer. I've cut out some of the things that I didn't feel were necessary for the show, but hopefully you still get the gist. So let's check this email out here. This one says, I just listened to your episode of HSHD. Really like the honesty about the tech/photography industry. I have to admit that when I first started out as a photographer, some friends and I would look at other friends' photos to make fun of them. I think the phrase we'd say was, if you put it online, I'm allowed to mock it. Okay, so let's do a quick go back here. HSHD, that stands for He Shoots, He Draws. That is a podcast hosted by the awesome Mr. Dave Clayton, Mr. Alan Hess, and also Mr. Glenn Dewis, some outstanding photographers and an outstanding graphics artist. I will put a link in our show notes for that episode for you to check it out. They interviewed me and chat with me. Really honored to be on this show. So I'll link to it so you can check that out as well. Now, back to the email. He says, I never commented on it, but I remember realizing that words can sting when someone mentioned that they heard about, air quotes, your group that was making fun of their photos. Boy, that's pretty, that stings. Looking back, I wish I didn't have to be told that before I knew it was wrong to do so. So I appreciate your honesty. He continues, I love what you said about Instagram and posting who you are. I did a deep dive into Instagram pods and comment groups and 30 hashtags and color grading and all of that gibberish and came to the conclusion that it wasn't worth it to me. I want to post what's interest to me. I don't want to have to make sure they all look good side by side in a 3x3 grid, or that I have to post every day at a specific time because that's the best engagement times for my audience. This comes from Joshua in Bellingham, Washington. There was more to this email, but I wanted to just go ahead and truncate it there. Mr. Joshua, thank you for this email. We've chatted back and forth off of that thread. So thank you again for sending this over and letting me share this with the audience here, Hands On Photography. My comments on this is, yeah, I stand by my statements. The Instagram platform, you can love it or hate it. You can use it or not use it. I do use it, but I don't use Instagram along the lines that Instagram wants me to use it. I don't use Instagram along the lines that most influencers will tell you to use it. I use Instagram to work for me. I use Instagram, number one, because of my interests. I want to see other photographers that are out there, not just my own work. And then I also want to use it to share my work and share what I'm doing, share what's going on behind the scenes when I set up a shot, share what's going on behind the scenes when I'm doing this show, Hands On Photography. But that's just my tool with it. I don't have a gazillion followers. And you know what? It's okay. Unfortunately, folks, society. All right, Ant, try not to climb on the soapbox. Unfortunately, folks, society right now has us all in a fit over social media and the use of social media and just fighting for these different dopamine hits each and every day, each and every hour of the day. And I don't like that. If you want to use social media, you can use it. Have at it. But I advise yourself not to be, I advise you not to be consumed by social media. There's a time and place for it. Find that balance. Don't get to the point where there's a lot of people that are getting depression and just feeling really, really bad because they don't get likes on their photograph. And that's not cool. I know that Instagram, the company, and Facebook uses that like as a part of the algorithm and how to get things spread across their platform. I get that. And getting a like on something is it's great. It's fine. But don't just make how many likes you get being the be all end all, if you will, for your day. They're not that important. Just use the platform and to show off your work. Use the platform to consume other work that's out there. But don't just fall into this boat of Instagram is the only way to grow. Instagram is the most important platform. And I got to have a gazillion followers and I got to have a gazillion likes because that's just going to start to take you away from the main point of all of this here on Hands On Photography. And that's the art of photography. You're going to start worrying more about all of those different analytics and metrics instead of worrying about, did you even hit focus on that photograph? You know, so just be mindful of the traps that Instagram and most social media can have, especially regarding your creative work. Okay, just be mindful of it. Have some fun with it. I'm not saying throw it away, but just be mindful. I take that stuff very, very seriously because mental health is way more serious than people give it credit for. And a lot of it can stem from the world of social media and how that just tends to hit all of the right and wrong buttons for people mentally and emotionally. And I don't want you to fall down that trap either. All right. Stepping away from my soapbox now. All right, folks, that is going to do it for this week. Whew, yeah, I'm going to stop. I really do appreciate you all joining in each and every Thursday here on the network. And I appreciate you continuing to send all of these wonderful messages and feedback to our email, hop@twit.tv. I look forward to those messages and I do my very best to answer every single one of them. I do try very hard. Again, go back and check out all of our other episodes here. I try to make the show be a bit of a masterclass and help you build upon all of the skills around using a camera. Doesn't matter if it's your mirrorless or DSLR or one of these smartphones. It's all fundamentals and you can still make it all work regardless of the tool. Okay. If you have any other questions, feel free to tag me on Twitter and Instagram as well. My handles are @Ant_Pruitt on Twitter. And it's the same for Instagram, @Ant_Pruitt. Give me a follow over there and you can check out all of the behind the scenes stuff and other things that I'm working on each and every day of the week. All right, folks, that's going to do it. Thank you again for your tremendous support. Thank you again to my man, Mr. Victor, for making me look and sound good each and every week. And we will see you all next week here on Hands on Photography. So now, safely create and dominate. Take care.
Hi, I'm Jason Howell, host of All About Android, where each week I'm joined by my co-hosts Florence Ion and Ron Richards, and we talk about everything that has to do with Android. Is it news? Is it hardware? Is it apps? Well, you name it, we talk about it. We invite guests from the industry on the show. We even sometimes have people from the Android team themselves talking about what makes Android so great. And you can subscribe so you don't miss anything about the world of Android by going to twit.tv/AAA. We'll see you there.